morning and welcome.
Will the cut to child benefit in the budget turn out to be a deal breaker for Labour backbenchers and other figures within the party? Well, one Labour senator has said, this is a cabinet of grey-haired old men who are detached from the lives of working families. And that man joins me on the line, Senator John Whelan. Good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You and others are not happy with the budget.
Well, we're not happy with aspects of the budget. There was a $3.5 billion package of cuts and additional taxes. The elements that I have serious concerns about, and other colleagues I know share those concerns, and people around the country, entails to the amount of $240 million, which relates directly with the child benefit cut, the CARES respite cut, and the PRSI changes for low-paid workers. I think that it's not an insurmountable task to address that amount of money in the overall.
Your own minister has said that systems prevent her from doing that, and the Minister for Finance himself said that taxing child benefit would reduce child benefit by far more than this €10 cut.
I think, first of all, John Burton has done a great job in terms of trying to protect the social protection budget in terms of the core payments for old age pensioners, for carers and for widows and so on. But I don't accept, and no one accepts anymore in 2012, that the so-called computers don't speak to each other. It's lazy politics. If there was a genuine willingness to do it.
So who's cutting the minister then?
Because there's no willingness within the department with officials, because they've fudged on this for years. No one accepts it can't be done. If you can, the revenue can tax anything, you can tax child benefit. And indeed, my colleague, Deputy Michael McNamara, in answer to a parliamentary question only on Thursday last, was informed by the Minister for Finance, Michael Noonan, that if child benefit was taken as income and tax, that would generate $395 million in revenue, which then could be ploughed back into low-income families and recycled for families who genuinely need the child benefit.
So you'd favour that?
I'd favour that or means testing, whichever system. But what I do know at this time, I've got women on the phone to me all weekend, genuine women who are working families, crying because they're going to lose between 700 and 1500 euro each year, and this is money they need to feed and clothe their children, and I don't accept it.
Okay, politically, you say that these decisions are being made by grey-haired men who won't be facing the electorate.
Well, look,
I'm sure Eamon Gilmore expects to face the electorate. I'm sure Brendan Helen, who's not particularly grey-haired, expects to face the electorate again.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the cabinet in the round, and I'm talking about the people behind them who are officials and advisors in the Department of Finance who don't have to go into the front line and take it in the neck day in, day out from families and mothers who are desperate to make ends meet. And it's not, in my opinion, the wrong choice was made. There was an option to tax high earners with a temporary levy, as proposed indeed by Fine Gael Deputy Peter Matthews, a three-year temporary solidarity levy on people earning over 120,000 instead of taxing effectively children.